Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. Many Americans may not know the name Richard Goodwin, but he had a tremendous imprint on American politics and society in the 1960s, especially in the fight against poverty and the drive towards civil rights. Richard Goodwin died in Concord yesterday at the age of 86. He was the husband of historian Doris Kearns Goodwin. Richard Goodwin was most prominently a key aide and speechwriter for Presidents John Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. He wrote LBJ's hallmark Great Society speech, which Johnson delivered in 1964.
We have the opportunity to move not only toward the rich society and the powerful society, but upward to the great society. The great society rests on abundance and liberty for all. It demands an end to poverty and racial injustice, to which we're totally committed in our time.
Again, that's LBJ speaking at the University of Michigan's graduation in 1964. Joining us is Stephen Jarding, who's a professor at Harvard's Kennedy School. What do you hear of the speech writer Richard Goodwin in that address?
Well, I think you hear kind of the embodiment of him, not just as a someone who can compose words, but these are words that came from a deeper place with him, and that's what Richard was known for. I mean, this was something that came from an ideal, a value system, a belief system.
How do you describe that belief system?
I do think it was, this will sound maybe a little trite or cliche, but it was kind of the soul of America. This was America in the 1960s. What kind of nation do we want? Do we want poverty? Do we want people not to be equal based on the color of their skin? Do we want wars that maybe don't seem to be justified? And Richard Goodwin said no, and I'm willing to fight for that.
So we know LBJ's impact on civil rights in this country. What about Goodwin's own impact, either on his own or obviously through the presidency?
Well, that's what made, I think, Dick Goodwin so, in some ways, unique or almost iconic as a someone who was a writer and a well-received writer and well-respected. But he did more than that. He helped shape policy, which a lot of times staffers don't do. The Great Society, the speech, the wonderful speech you just read, one of the most famous of all time. He was not only involved in writing that, but he helped shape what was in the Great Society, the Voting Rights Act of 65. Remember, the Great Society was very controversial. And Dick Goodwin was writing things that were not necessarily, number one, acceptable. And number two, Lyndon Johnson, he had somewhat of a reluctant warrior. And I say that with respect. I think Johnson, at his core, wanted to do the right thing, but nobody understood American politics better than Lyndon Johnson. And I think most people would look and say, for him to have moved Lyndon Johnson as far as he did, certainly on civil rights, but maybe under the umbrella of a great society, was something that, you know, people kind of watched with wonder. That made him very unique and I think very, just kind of a wonderful, amazing piece of Americana that we don't seem to have today. And certainly he is missed, but even if he were still alive today, we miss people with his vision, his courage, his honesty, and kind of his heart and soul, you know, delivery that he provided.
I wonder how he gained that kind of credibility, because there are a lot of advisors around every president. They're not all listened to, certainly. What was it about Richard Goodwin and the way he communicated, in the way he thought, in the influence he wielded?
Well, I think it's two things. One, a lot of times staffers produce things and writers produce things what they think their bosses want to hear, or they think will serve the purpose of something that a boss wants to hear. That was not Dick Goodwin. Dick Goodwin wrote to say, this is what you should be saying, you know, instead of what you want me to write.
He was listened to.
Well, he was listened to, and I think it was because of his passion. I think it was because when he spoke, it wasn't just a staffer saying, I'm gonna give you something that I think you want, or I'm going to tell you something I think you want to hear. He challenged these guys. I mean, look at when he left the height of power during the Johnson administration. I think it was in 65. He walked away from that power and that authority. He walked away because of the Vietnam War. That's an unbelievably strong, you know, set of values when you can do that at the height of your influence.
Because he disagreed with LBJ over the war and the prosecution of the war.
That's correct. And you know, again, a lot of staff You just don't do that, not at that level. And I think it was what set him apart. I think as people watched those who were inside, kind of from the best and the brightest and beyond, Dick Goodwin was not just there because he was a smart guy. He was there because he had a heart and soul that mattered. He had a finger on the pulse of America like virtually no one of his time.
Stephen Jarding, professor of public policy at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. Thank you.
Thank you. Sure, appreciate it.
Before Dick Goodwin entered the White House, he was a Supreme Court law clerk and a congressional investigator who helped expose the TV quiz show scandals of the 1950s. The scandals revolved around popular television shows, including the show called 21. It came to light that the program's star player, Charles Van Doren, was winning because the game was rigged. Harvard Kennedy School lecturer and senior fellow Richard Parker knew Dick Goodwin for 40 years. He says Goodwin's investigation was fueled by his disdain for the direction TV was taking.
I think that he locked onto the whole Charles Van Doren scandal because there was a dis-ease among American intellectuals about the nature of television. And Dick was very much on the side of trying to make television serve as an instrument of a public culture that would build democracy and not simply provide mindless entertainment.
Richard Parker from the Kennedy School. Actor Rob Morrow played the part of Richard Goodwin in the 1994 film Quiz Show that was based on a chapter in Goodwin's memoir. Here's a clip from the film that features Goodwin's character, the one with the Boston accent, meeting on a dark night with the corrupt and contrite Charles Van Doren. Goodwin's conveying to Van Doren that he should come clean. Van Doren had made a statement about his role in the show.
Statement of yours took me a bit by surprise.
I know. We had a deal.
I asked myself, why would he make a statement like that? He knows I'll come after him.
Again, that's the actor playing Richard Goodwin in the movie Quiz Show, which was based on a chapter in Goodwin's memoir, Remembering America, A Voice from the 60s. Richard Goodwin died yesterday at his Concord home at age 86.